So cowabunga, dude, it looks like there's going to be a Ninja Turtles lawsuit incoming. Playmates has hired a law firm for something. On Reddit, they're speculating they're trying to keep the license for the Ninja Turtles toys, because if Playmates does not have Ninja Turtles toys, there's probably no Playmates left.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get past cowabunga.
I don't know how to start these things. This is a really interesting situation, though. We're like, look, we are toy collectors. We're big toy collectors here. Ninja Turtles is one of my favorites. I love Ninja Turtles. It was announced last year, I guess, that Playmates is losing the license after 40 years.
I was going to say, this makes no sense to me, because Playmates literally made Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Let's be honest.
Yeah, so Ninja Turtles, the Ninja Turtles TV show and toy phenomenon were not the comic book. It was based very loosely.
The comic book was very different.
Very different. It was more adult. And
the Playmates art style was even very different.
Yeah, they basically turned it into a money-making machine, but they had to kind of kiddify it and create characters that were toyetic. And there's a whole thing behind it, right? A lot of those characters that we remember, they didn't even originate in the comic books. They were the cartoon and the toys, and it was a very different thing entirely. But it is definitely the toy line that built Playmates. And for them to lose the Turtles license, they're still making Turtles toys. They, like, never stopped making Turtles toys. They went from, like, one incarnation to another. And if they lose Turtles, it's probably game over for this company. So it looks to me like what's going on is they hired a law firm to try to defend either the license or maybe some of the toy designs that they came up with. A lot of those characters, I think, were actually developed by Playmates. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really interesting to see. So this might not be a clean break, because I think it's Mattel. I think Mattel was granted the license by Paramount. And we'll see what happens. But we're going to talk about this. And speaking of Mattel, we're going to talk about another rumor that Hasbro and Mattel might merge at some point. Their shareholders want them to do that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Well, one, I don't want them to do that, because Hasbro has repeatedly gone down the route of cheap ass on their stuff. And I sure as hell don't want them touching, Monster High, even though lately Monster High, some of their dolls have been kind of cheap. Or American Girl, any of the other brands, you know, He-Man and things like that. I don't want them going anywhere near those things. So I'd rather than not. Plus, isn't that kind of a monopoly? Because you got the two biggest toys. I mean, you have other
they
ones.
They own, like, Monopoly. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I mean? They have, like, some of the, they've gobbled up so many other companies. And there's a couple, like, you know, there's Bandai and Playmates and other stuff, but they're way smaller. I mean, relatively speaking, in America. And I'm just like, isn't that kind of a monopoly?
It's definitely a monopoly. Yeah. So, I mean, they would argue that there was Jack Specific and there's some other toy companies. Well, if Playmates gets put out of business because they lose Turtles, I mean, it's going to be a whole mess. And what's so weird about all this is Hasbro is actually starting to outsource some of their toys to Playmates. They're
right,
doing Power
but I'm
Rangers.
Just saying, I mean, so that might save them. But let's, for argument's sake, say that they took the, you know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles away and it caused them to go under. Is this intentional so they could buy it up cheap?
Maybe. You know,
I mean, could Mattel, we'll just buy them up. Or Hasbro, we'll just buy them up cheap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll talk about this. Nobody seems to know exactly what's going on here, but it is speculated that they're trying to fight to save the license, because I think they're literally fighting for the fate of the company at this point, because Power Rangers isn't cutting it. Like, Power Rangers stuff's not moving. I picked up a couple of figures on clearance. I don't think they're bad figures per se, but nobody gives a shit about Mighty Morphin.
There isn't a demand.
No, adult collectors care about Mighty Morphin, but they're trying to sell Mighty Morphin to kids, which is a very weird thing, because kids always went for the toys of whatever the newest Power Rangers show was. And so they're like, oh, let's go back to the early 90s, and kids aren't going to care. They're not going to care. It's like way before they were born. They don't care. So let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you'll get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
If you'd like more Clownfish TV, go out to more.clownfishtv.com. That's more Clownfish TV. And you can get more Clownfish TV. You can join the Reef, help support the channel, and get some special content you will not find here on YouTube. So thank you very much for that. All right. So I saw this the other day. This is coming from an account on X called The Peak TMNT. Mm-hmm. Playmates has retained services of the Reeves and Weiss law firm to defend the company and safeguard the legacy and value of a brand that has shaped generations, specifically referring to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I have the pull. I have it pulled up here. What they actually, what the company, the lawyer, the law firm put out. They said, "Decades to build the beloved." Do you have it here in front of you? By decades to build a beloved brand, our job protect it. We're proud to share that Playmates Toys Inc., the licensee of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise, and the designer, developer, and manufacturer of nearly all Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figures for almost four decades, has asked Reeves and Wise to defend the company and safeguard the legacy and value of a brand that has shaped generations. It's a privilege to be entrusted with the work of this magnitude on behalf of an enterprise with such a storied history of bringing joy to generations of fans. More to follow, honored to be in the fight. But it's interesting to me, they said that they were the designer, developer, and manufacturer of nearly all figures for almost four decades. So it does sound to me like they pretty much are going to argue, we made Ninja Turtles. Why are you taking the brand away from us?
And I think you could, I mean, again, if you know the history of Ninja Turtles, the toy line in the cartoon, we're not talking the comic book, but if you're talking the toy line in the original 80s cartoon, especially, Playmates had a very heavy hand in that.
I think they can make that argument. They can make that argument fairly. So basically, we shaped it, we developed it, we kept the characters and the storylines and everything else. And now you're going to take it away after 40 years and hand it over to somebody else, including what we've done. But then again, people could argue you work for hire, you're a licensee. I'm just saying I can understand why they're bringing a law firm in, because like you said, it might be game over if they don't have Ninja Turtles. But it's also really insulting. Like, you guys literally made it what it is, and we're just going to hand it over to Mattel.
Yeah, and so, you know, we worked on Disney Comics for a long time, and how Disney Comics works is, you know, whoever has the license basically gets the right to reprint whatever's been done before, as long as it's in the vertical that that person is paying.
If they didn't do it, they didn't pay for it,
Right, so what they could be concerned about, possibly, is a Disney-type deal where Mattel gets the rights, but then Mattel is going to turn around and maybe reissue some classic Playmates figures or do new figures based on characters that Playmates created. And so this is where it's going to get sticky. But I think you really could make a good case that Playmates was very instrumental in the Ninja Turtles brand hitting critical mass with the mainstream, because there was so much, like, they had the bare bones to work with the comics, and there's so many characters that they just kind of created whole cloth with the animation company.
Well, that's what I'm looking at here. I mean, I haven't pulled up here, so I'll read it from here. But on Facebook, people are talking about it. And there's one guy, John Robertson, said, "My guess is they're trying to retain rights to the versions they made, all the themed turtles, for example, Cowboy Caveman, Rock and Roll. By controlling those designs, they potentially have leverage to stay in the game in some capacity, even if it's just remaking their old designs." And then somebody else said, Zach Oldham said, "I'm confused that Mattel gained rights after purchasing them. Why would Playmates need a law firm?" And this Lewis Vega said, "They invested in making them mainstream in the early days, like Mattel with Masters of the Universe, except they didn't own the turtles. They must be protecting what they paid for."
And a lot of the characters, I mean, I don't remember specifically which ones. I think like Roxanne and Bebop might have come from either Playmates or the animation company, but they weren't in the comics initially.
See, this is tricky though, because usually when the company has and they're developing the whole line to the place that they're making all the different characters and the look for the cartoon and everything, usually they own the IP. You're like Mattel with He-Man, is that they own the IP. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the difference. It's they don't own it. Playmates pretty much spent 40 years making it what it is, but they didn't technically own it. And so it could be sold out from underneath them, which is kind of absolute dog shit.
So this person said, this is in the Ninja Turtles subreddit. Person says, this probably has more to do with the collecting a licensing fee for original designs that were created under Playmates.
Right, the Playmates made, yes.
Yeah, and not allowing them to be used by other companies, kind of how Super 7 were prevented from continuing to use original toy designs on their Ultimates. This person says, I never knew Super 7 was not allowed to use the original Ninja Turtles toy designs in their products. As I do know, they've done a few of them in the past. From my understanding, as long as the design had been used in other marketing materials, packaging, or products, it was fair game, but Playmates wasn't happy about it. If the only place the design appeared was the original vintage Playmates toy line, then they put pressure on Nickelodeon and Viacom to prevent other companies from using it. And that's why Super 7 had to do Gorilla Gorilla and not Sergeant Bananas, or Ninja April, not April the Ninja Newscaster. So, yeah, that's interesting because they did develop a lot of kind of original designs and original characters.
But basically you're saying if it was ever used someplace else that now Mattel can use it. I can kind of see where they're coming from. It is absolute shit. The problem they had is they didn't own the IP. They were licensing it to make this stuff. And, you know, it's very tricky because, like I said, like Masters of the Universe, for example, it was owned by Mattel. So because they didn't own it, they developed stuff and they paid for the development of stuff and they set the toys out. But now they're trying to claim that they could sell it whole cloth to Mattel.
Well, okay. So what happens with like Masters of the Universe and She-Ra and stuff like that? And this is probably a big reason why the Netflix She-Ra show is no longer on the air, because it's the DreamWorks version of She-Ra was radically different from the original version of She-Ra. And now that deal's expired, rather than probably work out some kind of a licensing agreement or whatever, they're just like, yeah, just pull the show off the air. We're not going to make toys. This is probably why they're not making toys of your super progressive She-Ra, because they don't want to deal with the licensing headaches, because DreamWorks did put their own personal rents on it.
Such a convoluted mess. But yeah, it sounds like, and that's what people are guessing, is that they're going to try to stop the use of things they came up with. Like, they obviously can't stop the use of the characters because they never owned the characters. But if they developed versions of them or they developed new characters that they could prove that was theirs, as long as they weren't used other places in the franchise, they probably could stop those things. But it just seems like, I mean, to what end? I mean, unless they agree to let them continue making those toys as like reissues, as people pointed out, what's that going to do? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to stop anything.
No, what they'll do is they'll just hire, because they already scrapped one of the Ninja Turtle shows that they're doing that was based on, I think, Mutant Mayhem. And I have to wonder if they're not doing a whole new show to come up with new designs, so they're not using the old designs. But the thing is that when people think of Ninja Turtles, when, you know, old heads like myself think of Ninja Turtles, we always think of those classic characters, those classic action figures.
Right, but what I'm saying is, they hire a lawyer. I mean, okay, so the lawyer to do what? The only thing they could possibly hire a lawyer to do is to make sure they get to keep that no one else can use their designs. But that's not going to make them any money and keep them in business unless they have an agreement that they're allowed to keep selling their designs. But I don't know if they're going to be allowed to do that.
No.
Because, I mean, to what end? You're spending all this money on a lawyer. There has to be some financial gain or some, you know, reason to do it to protect the company.
If I had to guess, because people are like, are they fighting for the license? This is taking quite the turn. Yeah. If I had to guess, I think there are a couple things going on here. One, Playmates knows it's game over if they lose Turtles, because they don't really have much else. But I think they're going to try to argue that they've added so much to the toy line that they should always get a cut no matter who.
Or the lore, yeah.
Yeah, or the lore. And so that's going to get really tricky, because the whole Turtles situation, God, it's such a freaking, because you had Eastman, Laird, and then Eastman sold his share to Laird, Peter Laird, and then he sold it to, I think it was Laird, and he sold it to Nickelodeon whole cloth. And then, we've had all these, you know, people getting their fingers into it, whatever. But then because Nickelodeon owns it and it's a Paramount thing, they've always had Turtles on the air in some capacity. But it's changed hands so many times. And it's a messy, they might even get like Surge Licensing might even get involved in this shit, too.
Because, I don't know. Yeah, because they were the ones that were.
They were the ones who actually. So here's the story real quick. Surge Licensing, it was a licensing firm in New York, and they were the ones who actually, you could argue, made Ninja Turtles, because they took this relatively obscure comic book and they marketed the whole concept of Ninja Turtles is just hilarious. We're going to turn it into a kid's cartoon and a toy line and a movie and the video games and all this shit. If it wasn't for them, Turtles as we know it now would not have the brand value it has right now. So this could be a whole big ass mess. This might wind up being a whole mess.
I just don't know. I mean, yeah, like they could demand, like, if you're gonna use our character designs and we came up with the character versions we came up with, you have to pay us a licensing fee. But then it's all gonna go back to, like you said, what were the deals? You're going to be going through so many layers of contracts.
Yep.
Where things rights
40
passed,
years worth of paper.
Where rights passed to different groups, because it could be a case that there's a clause in one of them that doesn't matter if you pay for these designs, we still own them.
Yeah.
And if it's in one of the other clauses and it got sold to somebody else and a whole cloth, then that means that would transfer. And I don't know, but it's going to be a mess that's going to probably require going through the entire, you know, decades long history of ownership and where and following the crumbs about who had the rights to do.
Yeah,
it.
And it's who insane. Owns what. And this happens all the time in like comic books and stuff too, because this happened with, I remember Todd McFarlane famously got into a lawsuit with Neil Gaiman, like who hasn't sued Neil Gaiman at this point, but over, or was it Dave Sim? No, it was Neil Gaiman. Maybe it was Dave Sim too. I don't know. He got in a bunch of lawsuits because their characters were in his comic and they're like, well, you can't reprint the comic with my characters. And you can't make action figures based on my, it was a whole big ass mess. And I'm wondering if maybe the line of ownership of Turtles, or at least the toy designs, isn't as clean as they thought it was, and they can't just like yank the license and give it to somebody else.
I don't know. Like, they had to have grounds, or they wouldn't be doing it. They have to have some, because why would you waste the time and energy? And it's just like, it's just prolonging the inevitable. There'd be no reason to do it unless you thought you had some kind of grounds on which it'll get tossed out otherwise. You know what I mean? I just think it was on the side there. Playmates Toys is going all in on Dungeon Crawl.
Yeah.
Crawler. I don't think that's going to keep them in business.
That is not. This is
most
not.
Most people don't give two shits about Dungeon Crawler Carl.
No, this isn't going to do shit. Like, Playmates is known for making kids' toys primarily, not like collectible stuff. This is not going to do shit. And, you know, it was lightning in a bottle. And the reason that Playmates got the license really is because they were like a hole-in-the-wall toy company. The big toy companies didn't want anything to do with Ninja Turtles back in the day. It was kind of like what happened with Star Wars and Kenner, where the big toy companies thought they're too good for Star Wars. So Kenner got it, and then they became a huge company.
Then they got bought out by Hasbro.
Yeah, well, I mean, the smartest thing to do, honestly, at this point with Playmates is like just sell off to Hasbro or something, because I think it's over. I mean, they're already working with them. I think these are great. The G.I. Joe Turtles, I think they're really cool.
Well, the only thing that might keep them going is the fact that Hasbro's giving them, you know, outsourcing crumbs. Stuff to them. I'd want them to stay because their stuff's better than what Hasbro puts out.
Yeah, for the amount of money, I mean, the Turtle figures are like $10.
You did a whole video where you compared them to like the Star Wars Hasbro toys that were that same price range, and they were so much better. Other than the fact you got bit by the Ninja Turtle,
oh yeah, Raphael,
you're bleeding all over the place. Yeah. But other than that,
at least it was a 40-something-year-old guy and not a kid, you know, bleeding all over the place from the $10 toy. So this is we'll just mention this here real quick. I did a short on it too, but basically shareholders are calling for Hasbro and Mattel to merge, because they're basically saying Mattel doesn't know what they're doing and Hasbro does, and it comes down to digital.
I don't want them to merge. I'm sorry. I'm just too busy thinking about what a shit show would be if they merged. And if Hasbro bought Mattel, I just know the quality of everything is going to go down the toilet.
Masbro.
I was thinking Hattel. About that. Actually, I was thinking, what would you call that?
Hell.
Matt Bro.
Matt Bros. A deal between Mattel and Hasbro was possible at this moment, according to this investor. They own like 4 or 5% of the stock. So, you know, the two companies have been engaged in off and on and off talks for decades. That's actually true. And they are working more closely together because they're doing like the Transformers crossovers and stuff now.
They also both got part of the licenses for like K-pop Demon Hunters too. Some of them got, one got dolls, one got, you know, they each got different sections of it.
Yeah. They said, in the face of weak demand for traditional toys and supply chain bottlenecks, Mattel has been growing its IP-centered family entertainment business through films like Masters of the Universe, following the success of Barbie. I don't think Masters of the Universe is going to do great. Sorry.
No.
The company last week posted a bigger adjusted operating loss. Okay, so this is Mattel. Mattel posted a bigger adjusted operating loss of $70 million from $8 million a year ago.
Oh, that's a huge job.
For the first 3 months through March. But it did top quarterly sales expectations. That's not good, though.
No.
Hasbro's done a better job executing on digital growth than Mattel, and therefore has more credibility in this important part of the business.
Yeah, but they're all going digital shit. The thing is, the problem here is, I mean, I guess where it applies to younger generations where they would rather have digital stuff, the collectors and you know, if you want toys, you want physical things, not digital things.
Yeah.
I just do not want to see this because I'm just afraid. I know the quality will take a huge hit if Hasbro gets Mattel. Let's
yeah.
be honest here.
So it just feels like this is kind of like Toy Highlander, I think, because toys yeah. aren't selling like they used to. It's mostly, again, it's mostly adult collectors buying them now, and they're fighting over the scraps.
Well, you said Highlander. I just think that they're going to, it's not going to go through because they're going to argue that it's Monopoly level. Because, yeah, while there's other toy companies like, you know, Jack's Pacific and Just Toys and, you know, Bandai and Playmates and other places, Basic Fun, things like that, they're much smaller. For the most part, I mean, not all of them, but most of them are much smaller. I think it's going to be like, these are the two behemoths in the room.
Yeah.
If they merge, it's going to be mass destruction levels for everybody else. Because they're going to easily grab all the IP. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a problem. So I just don't think that would get that far. Because I think it would be too much of a problem. But who knows? I don't dare to guess anymore because, you know.
No. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on this. They're not saying specifically what it is, but I do think
I thought that was weird. They have not specifically, they said wait for future details. They have not specified.
They probably want to settle it.
I don't know. But I thought it was weird. Like, usually if you have a lawsuit and a legal company puts out, like legal firm puts out a statement, it usually involves what they're talking, you know, here's what we're going to be doing, and they aren't saying.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
Please subscribe. We'll talk later.
Bye.